Good morning, everybody. I'm just trying to fix my notes so I can read them and see where everybody is. Yeah, hopefully it won't be an hour. I'll try and keep to the time scale if I possibly can, but it is difficult with these chapters because there's so much in them, and I certainly can't cover everything in the chapters. I'm not trying to do that. I'd encourage you to read them again yourself and let God speak to you through these. But first of all, I think the whole purpose of what we're doing in these chapters in Ephesians is finding out what is our identity. So today, you know, who are you? Who am I? What's my identity? Hopefully we've seen in chapters 1 to 3 who we are in Christ. I'm a new creation. I'm in Christ. I'm a child of God. I'm saved by his grace. All amazing truths. And last week in chapter 4, we saw how that we're one body together in unity. And then therefore, this is the word that comes up quite often. Therefore, because of these things, because of who Christ says we are, and because of the unity that we have together, therefore, what follows? Because of who we are, what comes out? And there's a few questions we have to ask ourselves. How should we behave? How should we live? Laura said last week, we live from our identity. It's who we are now in Christ that is our identity. And so that should shape the way that we live. So in chapter 5, verse 1, I'm going to read this in the Passion Translation first. This is what it says. It says, therefore, be imitators of God in everything you do. For then you will represent your Father as beloved sons and daughters, as continue to walk surrendered to the extravagant love of Christ. For he surrendered his life as a sacrifice for us. His great love for us was pleasing to God, like an aroma of adoration, a sweet, healing fragrance. In the NIV, it says, be imitators of God. Therefore, as dearly loved children, live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrance offering, a sacrifice to God. Be imitators of God. Be like him. Act like him. Talk like him. Live like him. Behave like him. How do people identify you and me? If I ask somebody outside, what's my DNA? What's my lifestyle portraying? What vibes am I giving off? Am I offering anything different than anybody else? The difference, am I different than the norm? Do I stand out or do I just blend in? How do we conduct ourselves in situations we face? That phrase came to me this week, WWJD, what would Jesus do? I often ask myself that question, what would Jesus do in this situation? What would Jesus do as I watch this television program? Would he switch it off? What would Jesus do as I speak? Would he use those words or not? What would Jesus do? It's a good pickup to sort of pull us up by our bootstrings and say, hang on a minute, no, Jesus wouldn't be doing that. Jesus wouldn't be going there. Jesus wouldn't be watching that. Jesus wouldn't be reading that. I think it was Laura said last week that she switched off from some social media. And I must admit, that's one thing I've done. I've given up Facebook because it wasn't doing me any good. It was pulling me down. And it had to go. And it can be a very useful tool, a great tool. But then again, if it's not doing you any good, there's no point in being there. And I already found it was difficult. So I had to go. And there may be other things in your life that might be different than mine, where they don't really give you an issue, but maybe you've just got to question them. And then this Lent period, maybe it's something you could give up. I don't know. Anyway, that verse again, therefore, because of who we are, what? Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Live a life of love. Let's give ourselves up and give ourselves away. Jesus gave himself up and away for us. And it says it's a sweet, fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. What do we smell like? What do I smell like? I've got some aftershave on today. I quite like aftershave. Sometimes I get into trouble for putting too much on, but I like to smell nice. But you know, what smell am I giving off in my daily life to the world and to those around about me? Am I fragrant or am I a little bit of a bad odor at times? What are we sacrificing and offering, giving up and giving out? Maybe going without for God in this Lent period, going without for others, those we're rubbing shoulders with every day. The people see God in you and me. It was great last week to hear Ruth say that she'd had a phone call from a previous work colleague. Obviously, that colleague had seen something in Ruth, and she could turn to her in a time of need. Do people see that in me and you? You see, people are looking for hope, answers to what's going on in the world, what's happening. As we come out of this lockdown period, people are looking for hope. I think Tom said, we are here for such a time as this. Like Esther, and we know the story of Esther, we're here for that time. God's put us on this earth just for this particular time in history to make a difference. And we're the church, and we are the answer. We're the only answer. Yes, the vaccine might help and all these other things might help, but we are the answer. Verse 15 says this. It says, be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. That's true, isn't it? Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. You see, our attitude is so important. I think Adrienne and Gosha, both in recent weeks, have talked about our attitude, and it is important. Love, not judgment, which is so difficult. And I know that from my own personal experience. It's so easy, isn't it, just to judge something. It's so difficult not to at times. But how are we going to do all this? It sounds so difficult. How are we going to do it? Well, verse 18 in chapter 5 tells us how. It says, be filled with the Spirit. You see, we can't do this in our own strength. We need the daily filling of the Holy Spirit. The daily filling of the Holy Spirit. You know, we're going to be talking, I think Mike's going to give an announcement about our way of life. And that's why our way of life as OCF is so vital and important. It's not just a fancy idea that us leaders have come up with. Oh, let's do something different. No, it's vitally important that we have a way of life that links us daily with the Lord, that keeps us close to him in close contact. Last week, Laura spoke on chapter 4 on unity. And, you know, we can't do this on our own. We need the Holy Spirit, but we also need each other. I need you. You're vital in my life. Every single one of you, from the youngest to the oldest, are vital in my life. We make up a massive jigsaw, and every piece is important. Mike spoke about the ligament being vital so he could bend his finger. That little thing that makes such a difference. And, you know, each one of us makes such a difference. We need each other. Every single one of us matters. So let's call each other into who we are. Isn't it great that we can encourage each other into who we are? And we're all gifted in multiple different ways. We're not all the same, thank goodness. You're not all like me. Dear me, that would be awful. We're all different, and we've all got something to play that brings things together. And you know, this life that we're in is action. It's not passive. If we're going to do things, it's going to take some effort. Paul exhorts us to make every effort. You see, we have to do this. We have to outwork it where we are. And you know, if we know who we are in Christ, that identity, then something's got to flow out of us. We can't keep it locked in. So let's do that. Verse 19 says that we need to encourage one another by speaking to each other with psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit. It's great when you get an encouraging text or an encouraging WhatsApp, isn't it? Thanks for doing that. Or how are you today? It's brilliant. Let's do that more and more and more. Singing from your heart. Make music from your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to the God, the Father, for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Build yourself up and encourage others. We need to encourage each other. If anyone needs encouraging, then I'm sure we do. We all need encouragement. Every single one of us. No one can say, I don't need it. So can I just encourage you to encourage each other and keep encouraging each other? It's vital that we do that and build each other up in the Lord. I've chosen this song We need a move. I was trying to find a song that fitted in with the story. Everyone's found who've been speaking great songs. Laura's song last week and the ones before all seem to fit in with what you're saying. But I couldn't find anything at first. But this song, there is a move. I just can't get it out of my head. I can't get it out of my mind. I'm playing it over and over again. And I think it fits in because as we're finding our identity, there is a move with each one of us. And the lyrics say this, we are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. We need a move. And as we were encouraged before by the Ruth to turn our eyes upon Jesus, we need to do that. So as we play this song, can I just encourage you to stir up the gifting that's within you, be encouraged, and encourage each other. Thanks, Sarah, for the song.